This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
The other day I talked about these Chinese Wu Flu numbers, and I didn't ask this one question, which is, of the 153,504 people who died, supposedly, of the Wu Flu, and then we get the CDC's revised numbers that only 9,201 actually died from directly related to Wu Flu. We paid $39,000 for over 140,000 people, because that's what the I don't know what you want to call it, but I call it a ripoff. That's what we gave to the hospitals because the Democrats shut them down and said, how do we compensate them? I want that money back. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. Glad you guys are with me. TheKevinJacksonShow.com. The reason why I'm here is to correct the record on a lot of stuff and also to make you feel good to understand that I know what I'm talking about. And in following up on this whole Wu Flu BS that the CDC and the Democrats plan and stole trillions of dollars from this economy, I will tell you, they don't care. It's completely backfired, and if we don't fight back now and make sure that this never happens again, we have done our generation, the next generations, a disservice. But there's going to be some feel good that comes out of it, so I am glad that you're here, because I'm going to educate you on this stuff. I told you early on, that stuff was nonsense. I told you these mask mandates are the wrong, are absolutely ridiculous. Social distancing, we've got terms that we should never be using. We social distance automatically. Let somebody cough around you. You look. Even before the dreaded Chinese Wu Flu, somebody, they sneeze. You say, bless you, but you look to see how far away they are, because you don't want to get caught in the mist. And nature has this funny way of designing, God designed the body to say, okay, you sneeze, whatever it is that can kill people, I'm pretty much going to let it get killed in the atmosphere. It doesn't live long enough. We don't need this stuff. But government wants you to believe 6 feet will protect you. If you're inside of the 6 foot radius, well, you're the one rolling the dice. But if you're outside of 6 feet, you're safe. Because they've done studies. They have the science, as the left likes to pretend. You have no more scientific evidence than you have from your freaking common sense. And you need to start using it. Anyway, I'm glad you guys are here. 844-551-8255 if you want to call me. I've been explaining to you guys that we conservatives are in an amazing position. The best position politically we've been in since Reagan. And actually, it's geometrically better than that of the great Ronaldus Magnus, a.k.a. Ronald Reagan. You better know that, see, what Trump did is he not only gave you that feeling of empowerment that Reagan gave you, but he's also decimating the Democrats. Reagan didn't have to do that. He had Tip O'Neill as the House, Speaker of the House. He didn't have to mess around with him. All he had to do, they were trying to work together, supposedly for a better America. Misguided on the left still, but it wasn't as adversarial as it is today. Donald Trump has to destroy the Democrats, and thankfully, he's doing a pretty good job of it. But they're also doing a pretty good job of it themselves. And that's what I want to talk about with you. So I'm glad you're here. C-SPAN had a show, and they were talking about, the show was sort of, and I'm going to be honest with you, I didn't watch it, but people were sending stuff to me saying, Kevin, did you see C-SPAN? Did you see what all these Democrats were calling in? And they were like, I'm not voting Democrat, I'm voting Republican. I was like, no, I didn't see that. So they sent me the information, and we went through it, and I think I've made a pretty good assessment of it. But I've been speaking a lot about these Democrat defectors. And I'm going to tell you, a Democrat defector is different from a Republican defector. I'm talking about political defector, one that leaves the party for the other. And let me give you some insights into this before we get more into the C-SPAN stuff. So first of all, Democrat defectors exist. Okay? Republican defectors in the time of Trump are a figment of a Democrat's demented imagination. They don't exist. There are no Republican defectors in the time of Trump. There are plenty of Democrat defectors. Second, Democrat defectors become evangelists for Trump. Republican defectors remain with the party and they just become a gnat at the picnic. You get what I'm saying? Republican defectors don't leave the party. Kasich is not, I'm going to switch and become a Democrat, because he's not stupid enough to do that. He'll, oh, I think I know better than Donald Trump because I lost and I got my butt kicked and I'm mad. But he ain't leaving the party. Leo Terrell left the party. Vernon Jones left the party. Many others have left the party. They are not going back. And not only do they leave the party, they become evangelists. Listen to Kasich try to explain, or Fiorina. Listen to them explain why they're not going to vote for Trump. They might as well just say, I'm just mad that he beat me. He beat me up, and I'm mad at him, so I'm going to go over here for a minute. But I'll be back. Democrat, ask Leo Terrell if he's going to go back to the Democratic Party. You follow? Now, I highlighted some of these high-level Democrats before, like Leo Terrell and Vernon Jones, and there are others, a guy to Tennessee. There were eight Democrats in one, I think it was Mississippi, in one location. They said, we're done with the Democrats. They flipped. Democrat legislators, I mean representatives. Nope. Not anymore. We're all going to become Republicans. Show me where that occurs for the Republicans. Show me. In the time of Trump. You know, because he's hated and all, right? Show me where it occurred. Can't do it because it doesn't exist. Now, as I mentioned, Leo Terrell, Vernon Jones, others have flipped. I dare Democrats. Call the show. Send me a note. Snail mail. Any kind of mail. Email. Show me where prominent Republicans, if that, you got Jeff Flake, who is not a Republican. Jeff Flake ain't leaving the Republican Party. Show me one. If he dislikes Trump and the Republican Party so much, he has nothing in common with us, why doesn't he go? Because you know why? You do not want to jump in that toxic pond. That's why they will not go. And then I'll ask you this. Find me any serious Republican who is unhappy with Donald Trump. Any serious one. Forget Kasich and Fear. I can give you a reason why they hate Trump. Kasich is a governor of a big state, and he's thinking, how'd this guy jump ahead of me? That's not fair. Fiorina? No reason. I'm a woman. Why shouldn't I win? Get Jeff Flake was going to lose in the Senate. He know not supporting Trump is a reason for his loss. And I could go on. These people are jealous. That's it. There's no reasonable Republican that goes, I voted for Trump and I can't stand what he's done. Even Ann Coulter talking about the border stuff, she would never abandon Trump. It doesn't happen. Short break will be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dent.
Prior to the break, I asked a very simple question. Find me any serious Republican who's unhappy with Trump. You might be unhappy with a policy here or there. You're not unhappy with Trump. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. There are people like AOC. She's not voting for Biden. She went on the Democrat National Convention stage for her 60 seconds. She took 90, because that's what Democrats do. You give them an inch, they take an inch and a half. So she took 90 seconds to tell Democrats, don't support Biden, vote for Bernie. How much? This is a prominent, big-mouth Democrat who went on the national stage and did not support the candidate of their choice. Oh, but that didn't mean a whole lot, right? To the media, they didn't tell you that. Doesn't matter to them. That's not a Democrat defector. The Bernie people that Bernie came on, listen, you've got this. We cannot elect another at the time of Donald Trump. Donald Trump cannot be reelected. Don't do it. Vote for Biden, please. He's literally begging people with all the gusto of Marvin Gaye, please. Come back home, whatever, you know. I love some Marvin Gaye music, but the point is, don't get me off track. The point is, Bernie's begging his supporters to support Biden. Please do it. Please. Democrat defectors. They don't go back. They don't want any part of it. There are people that voted for Bernie Sanders in 2016 that would not vote for Bernie today. They won't vote. I know them because I've spoken to at least six of them. Here's what a guy told me. I'm giving you the truth. He said, Kevin, I was a dyed-in-the-wool Bernie supporter. When he got screwed over by the Democrats, I left the Democratic Party. But he goes, when I watched Bernie become a sellout, I knew I wasn't going back. And you know where I found him? He works for Turning Point USA. Now, he was a youngster for him, but he converted in college, and now he's a man. I mean, he's probably 30 years old now, and he goes, I would never vote for that. Now that I know what I know, I'll never vote for them again. Republicans don't have that problem. So I ask you again, find me any serious Republican. Find me somebody that voted for Trump and went, man, shoot, totally disappointed. Can't believe it. You can't find anybody disgusted with Trump. You can find some people going, I didn't like this, I didn't like that. But you know, for the most part, I love the way he's dismantling, because it isn't just about Trump's policies, it's what he's doing to the Democrats. So you are happy. The Democrats know this. They got problems. They selected a substandard candidate. And that's being nice. That's as nice as I can put that Biden is as dumb as he's dumber than every blonde you've ever. You got a blonde joke, turn it into a Biden joke. The dude has dementia. But here's what's worse about Biden. He is a lying scumbag who fattened the wallets of almost every one of his family members. And what America doesn't need is another leftist corrupt politician a la Barack Obama, a la Hillary Clinton. Every one of those suckers went into office worth less than what they left office being worth. I mean, every one of them, they have absolutely greased the skids and they're multimillionaires. Now, you can't name a member of the Obama's cabinet that didn't feast on the body politic. Now, add to this, Biden stands on about every policy issue, and you understand how this man is unelectable. He's unelectable. America sees firsthand every day now what life under the Democrats look like. Look at Portland. Look at Seattle. Look at these cities under siege. Chicago. Put any major, just insert a major city into this paragraph, you know, of what I'm talking about, these brackets, and you have nothing but anarchy, chaos, rioting, looting, etc. You want to know why? Because Democrats love criminals, and they're weak on crime because they depend on those criminals to keep them in office. They put these people there to make you feel like you need them, and then they don't even protect you. Their constituents right now fear for their lives. Do you think in Middleton, Tennessee, or Joe Blow, blankety blank, Kentucky, that they have race issues and they got riots and all this other stuff? You think they're dealing with anything that Louisville, Kentucky's dealing with? That St. Louis is dealing with? Chicago, all the cities I just named, but let's add some. Cleveland, L.A., Oakland. You think that they're dealing with a fraction of what's going on in these cities? No way. I haven't seen a more anti-American group of people since I was in China than the Democratic Party. And that's why people are leaving that party in droves. And C-SPAN asked Democrats who might vote for Trump to call in, and guess what? The phones lit up. Andrew Clark noted this in a tweet. He said, so many Democrats have called into C-SPAN supporting President Trump this week that C-SPAN literally changed their call-in structure to make it more even. And he showed how they did it. Because they were like, I think what it said was C-SPAN after Biden's speech, C-SPAN after the Trump speech. And there's a graphic that shows it. It was confusing to me, so I don't want to try to make it sense of it on the radio because I couldn't figure it out looking at it. But here's what they changed. Essentially, they were like, hey, listen, if you support, if you're a Democrat and you support President Trump, call us. If you're a Republican and you support, if Joe Biden changed your mind, why don't you give us a call? I think that was the gist of it, right? What do you guys think? I mean, that was kind of what I got from it. And what happened was the phones lit up. David from Mexico called in. I'm a longtime Democrat, born and raised. After watching tonight, I've made up my mind I'm definitely going to vote for Donald Trump. a born and raised Democrat, and now he's voting for Trump. And let me tell you something. He is no outlier. This guy is the norm. Another lady called in, and she says, this convention in just in the last two nights has awakened me. There is hope. This is a Minnesota Democrat that had anguish in her voice, and she said, the convention made her have hope. She says, there are people that are willing to fight for us. No, folks, that not a single Republican watched the Democrat National Convention and switched. Show if that Yeti, if that Sasquatch, if that Loch Ness Monster exists, if that unicorn exists, please call me. Tell me, Kevin, if you know of anybody, anecdotally, Kevin's one of my Republican friends watched the Democrat convention and he went, you know what, dude, that Joe Biden, he convinced me he's for it. Show me that person so I can call you a liar, because they don't exist. And I'm telling you, I know this from just flat old common sense. Here's what another person called in, Helen from Pennsylvania. I think Democrats really have to take a look at what has happened to them. It's amazing to see how the Democratic Party has changed. Trump is the one who's going to take this country and make it better. That was the overwhelming consensus, and it was so overwhelming for CNN that they went, we got to do something. We got to balance it. And how can you balance it? They couldn't do it. Do you understand what I'm telling you, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Show? C-SPAN had to change the platform to try to make it balanced because they had so many Democrats going, I watched the RNC convention, and I'm convinced that Donald Trump is the man. And you're convinced, too.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is in Kenosha, Wisconsin, taking a look at some of the property that's been affected by the recent riots. The president also set to participate in a roundtable on Wisconsin community safety. As far as reaction to the trip from the folks on the ground in Kenosha, Erin Decker is the chairman of the Kenosha County Republican Party. She says law enforcement is excited to see the president.
Oh, I think law enforcement supports him. Him sending in the troops, as we say, really helped them. They've been working 18-hour days since Sunday, and they're exhausted. They needed the help.
Waivers allowing flexibilities in child nutrition programs are being extended. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue is pushing the waivers through the end of the year or when the funding runs out. They were set to expire on the 31st of August. This is USA Radio News. One of America's top infectious disease experts, Dr. Anthony Fauci, tells ABC's Good Morning America any vaccine will be rigorously tested.
You don't want a vaccine to be available widely to the American public unless it's been shown to be safe and effective. Safe and effective.
President Trump also says more rapid coronavirus tests are on the way. The test returns results in 15 minutes. Those tests will be given to folks at nursing homes. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has an update on the fire situation in California.
Firefighters are gaining some ground again against a huge wildfire burning east of San Jose, California. The 383,000-acre fire, now 60% contained, a gain of 10% since Sunday. The fire has injured at least five people, and it's destroyed more than three dozen structures.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
So many things are beginning to happen that are impacting the election and the poll numbers that Biden's going to have to shift strategy. But for right now, his strategy remains to hide. Hide in Biden. Stay hunkered in the bunker. I mean, you can come up with a lot of stuff. Even Nancy Pelosi said, I don't know if you guys saw this, why do we need a debate? Why don't we change the rules because we don't need a debate? We should just go at it. Fine. I'm fine without a debate. I know what's going to happen. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, folks. The Kevin Jackson Show.com. Yeah, it's easy to find if you just remember it's the Kevin Jackson Show.com. Oh, man. Purveyors of truth. Many of you write to me, you talk to me, many of my friends listen to my show, and I'm grateful for that. Corey, I know you're out there, girl. Anyway, and you call me and you tell me things like, Kevin, I love listening to the show because you make us feel so good. I'm not trying to make you feel good. I hate to burst your bubble. I'm not. It isn't like I go, okay, my friends are listening to the show, and I want to be the what's his name, Robbins, Tony Robbins. I want to be the Tony Robbins of politics. You can be somebody. You're somebody special. I don't give a crap. Look, if we were getting our butts kicked, I would be delivering bad news. I hate to tell you this. I'm not Mr. Optimistic. It isn't like, oh, that Kevin, he's such a ray of sunshine. I mean, I'm a good guy to be around. I'm fun to be around. I'll make you laugh. You know, I'll make you forget about your problems, or I'll talk about your problem in such a way that you'll chuckle about it and you'll no longer feel bad about yourself, right? If you got the pimple on the middle of your nose, I'm going to talk about it, but you're going to go, so what? I got a pimple in my nose. Kevin laughed about it. We had a good laugh. And you're going to feel good, and you're going to think of me as Dr. Blackfield, okay? Whatever, but I don't just do it to make you feel better. I mean, that I do. It's my personality. But I'm saying on political stuff, on political stuff, I'm not here to be, you know, Mr. Feel Good. Dr. Feel Good, in fact. If I was going to be Mr. Feel Good, I would be Dr. Feel Good. I'm here to tell you the truth. And here's what I really believe my role is when God is whispering in my ear. My role is to make you understand that you have this power. You can discern these things. You know what happens every time I have a conversation? Kevin, I think, you know, I'm just not sure and all this. And I go, okay, great. So you believe that a guy with dementia, who's got a track record of nothing but failure, he's a lying plagiarist who has ridden the coattails of one of the worst presidents in history. He doesn't have near the, quote, gravitas of Hillary Clinton in 2016. But who's more powerful as a candidate? Hillary Clinton, when she was sitting on top of $200 million running the largest RICO racketeering group in the world, where she could extort the largest companies in the world and the largest countries in the world. She had people lining up to donate to the Clinton Global Initiative. And she had world leaders truly begging for her to become the president so they could just fleece America. And she had Barack Obama in her corner cheating for her because she had all the dirt on him at this point. Her team had it all, but they weren't going to scuttle the ship. She had all that. And I will at least admit it's sane mind. And Joe Biden, who's got dementia, has nowhere near those kinds of things, doesn't have a fraction of the support, had multiple... The Democrats picked Biden reluctantly. That's how he was selected. And you want to believe that this guy can beat Donald Trump. Now, I'm having this conversation with people, and I'm giving them the stats. Okay, Trump's got a track record. He's rebuilt the economy not once, but twice. I could go on. Foreign policy is amazing. Trade policy, how we deal with weapons and all kinds of stuff. NATO paying its bills. And I could go, and you're concerned that America wants to make a switch because it's so bad. People whose 401ks are refattened, who are now back to work because of a Chinese pandemic that the ruse is now lifted. People know it's a fraud. And now they're going to be mad that they were wearing masks and wait till they find out how it impacted their health. Then they're going to be even more mad. But at least they got jobs again just in time for Christmas. And what did Trump do with all these executive orders that impacted every single Democrat out there, the ones that were whining the whole time? He fixed it all. And you think that Biden's going to beat him? You've got to be out of your ever-loving mind. Not going to happen. And I would tell you that if it was Obama and we were on the other side of this, I would tell you, look, forget it. The dude is a rock star. Why would you want to change? This is what Democrats are going through right now. Those middle-of-the-road Democrats and independents, they're all saying that because that's what we would be saying. See, you don't stop and think. You don't get on the other side of the issue and go, shoot, as much as I can't stand Obama, if my portfolio went down over a fraud and then he brought it back up and he did it with ease, I would go, I don't keep rock on, Rockola. Just think about it, people. But anyway, people believe Biden's strategy, the Democrats think it's going to work after everything I just described. They said this, I should preface this by saying there are many Democrats that don't like the Biden strategy, and that's what I wanted to talk about. So they said this. When former President Obama delivered his convention speech from Philadelphia, it raised some questions for Democrats about Biden's lack of a travel schedule. He's been effectively sidelined because of the coronavirus pandemic. Now, I want you to think about what I just said. Biden is sidelined because of the coronavirus pandemic that we now know was never a pandemic. Now, Biden's in the high-risk area, so I don't blame him for being scared, because he ought to be scared. They said, keeping his public appearances largely confined to his hometown of Wilmington, Delaware, where he also ended up accepting his party's nomination. I think a lot of people thought, if Obama can get on a plane and travel, why can't Biden, said one Democratic strategist who pointed to the former president's trip from Massachusetts to Philadelphia for his primetime address. He says, I know we all believe in science and building a contrast with Republicans on COVID. I get that. But no one I know is stuck at home. Folks are moving around. They're traveling. Some schools are reopening, the strategist said. I don't know how sustainable this is for Biden. Well, let me answer it for him. It's not. He just told you everything you need to know about this. Obama got on a plane and went to do his thing. Biden didn't. He hid out. He says, I know we all believe in science. Well, congratulations, because you're about to be disbelief in science, because the CDC has already said we screwed up. We lied about the numbers. Now, I didn't need to know that. Most of you didn't need to know that. But there are still some people out there who do. So Biden was hiding out from a fake pandemic. That doesn't look very good on your resume in terms of leadership. Donald Trump said early on, I don't believe this thing is nearly as infectious and nearly as deadly as people are saying, but you know what? I'll play along. I'll play the political game. Now, I'll be honest with you. I part with Donald Trump on that. I would have said, we are not changing anything. The numbers on this disease is not a fraction of what it takes for us to start doing all these massive shutdowns. And the federal government is going to fight it at every level because we don't believe it. And I'm going to give you real statistics. And when, you know, remember when Donald Trump took the real statistics over from the CDC and said, you're not going to give those to them. You're going to give them to us. And we're going to look at all the data beginning now. Donald Trump had said, we're going to point out everybody that's getting money from the government who lies about the statistics. You will lose your funding and you will never work for the government again. I would have implemented all kinds of things to say, I'll prove to you this is a lie. Now, he didn't do that, and I didn't like it. But I also understand the strategy of saying, let's play along. Because you know what happened? By playing along, all these things that have now proven, oh, it's so deadly, I can't come out. Now, Biden, you know what you look like? You look like the old feeble fool that's stuck behind, you know, stuck in his basement because he's scared to come out. Trump, all over the country. No problem. By the way, I'm going to tell you something. Little dirty secret here. This is my stock market tip. When we start publishing our data and we start saying, you know what, this has been a lie, it'll never happen again, no other country's going to be able to do this, China, you're going to pay us back for every dime that we did because of this stupid thing, and WHO and all you other countries, it's going to open up, and every stock that took a hit, the travel stocks and all that, I think they're going to roar back. That's my little stock tip. I'm not a broker. I don't use it for any other reason. I don't have any money in anything, any of this stuff. I invest in different stocks, but that's my bet, is that it's going to impact all these things because people are going to go, aha, Biden's lack of travel is not a sustainable strategy. He looks weak. He looks frail because he is weak and frail. Leaders are not afraid of a virus. What about President Trump? The anti-Biden. All across the country, no fear. Christy Setzer, another strategist, said Biden should hit the trail. With little more than 2 months to go for election, she says he can and he should. Not just to meet with actual voters and hear their concerns face-to-face, but to generate local media attention. Christy Setzer knows Biden can't win without getting out.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
With a MECTEC carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MECTEC is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MECTEC is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I talked earlier about Michael Moore, and he was essentially made the statement that this is looking a lot like 2016. As I like to say to you folks, it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Everywhere we go. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. Happy Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, by the way. I can say it early, because every year that we are under President Donald Trump is Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. This one will be no different. The recovery happened just in time. The second version of the recovery happened just in time. Trump is rocking it again. and the Democrats have no recourse. They have just, all they can do is sit and look at Superman and go, don't bother shooting it. The bullets just bounce off. Oh, too funny, man. I love it. These leftists have finally got the fear of God in them. And I talked about it earlier with Michael Moore. He fears it. He fears what's happening. He fears the momentum that you are finally beginning to see. Because I talk to you. Oh, I talk to you people all the time. You're like, Kev, man, what are you thinking? I tell you, I've been. Have I wavered in any way? No. I've been truthful to the mission. And as I said before, it isn't just to make you feel good and to make myself feel good. To thine self be true. There is no person who's more serious about that. Be clear about who you are. When you're a management consultant, we do this thing called the fit gap. And in order to do a fit gap, you have to know the as is. That means what are we dealing with and what do we want to be? The as is and the to be. The fit gap is what's in between. Well, if you lie about the as is, you're going to be, you're not helping the to be. If you think you're all that and you're not, you don't believe you need a fit gap and you think everything's cool. But if you're serious about the as is and you define who you are and you say, you know what, I should strengthen my personal skills, my interpersonal skills, as opposed to going, shoot, everybody likes me. The Democrats, they lie about the as is. Everybody likes us, man. We're cool people. They got to like us. I mean, we're squirrel turd crazy, but they got to like us. Don't they like this anarchy and this terror that's going on? I mean, you know, Kamala Harris says it's going to continue. Don't they like it? Far too many Democrats have short-term memory problems, folks, because here's the problem. To be a Democrat, you have to suffer some form of brain damage. I know that might hurt a few of you because you are converted Democrats, but you can take it because you're now on the other side of this issue. And you say to yourselves, you know what? He's speaking truth. Kevin Jackson of the KevinJacksonShow.com is speaking the truth to me. And I don't need to, I'm not going to make him feel preachy. I'm not going to say he's being preachy. He's telling me the truth. I can't be mad about that. So HBO Bill Maher has declared recently that he's very nervous about the Democratic nominee Joe Biden's chances against President Trump. The election only a few weeks away. He's going, what happened? Man, what happened to all this momentum and all this polling and all these things that I believed in? He obviously forgot the lesson of 2016. Come on, Bill, it isn't like having a baby where a woman goes, you know, a couple years later, you know, I forgot about all that pain and suffering I went through to have the baby. I'm ready to have another one. God programs women for that or else none, there'd hardly be any second kids. But Democrats, come on. You got to remember. You have to remember the pain of 2016. I mean, that was a pain. Look, I don't know the worst pain a woman can suffer. Maybe it is childbirth. I do know one of the worst pains a man can suffer is a kick to the naughty bits. And I'm going to tell you something. When you've been kicked in the naughty bits, you don't want it anymore. They got kicked in the naughty bits with steel-tipped boots in 2016, and they act like they don't remember. Maher appeared on this new primetime show of the ethnocentric racist Joy Reid, and he shared his concern about a repeat of 2016. And here's what he says. I don't know if this stuff works, but it might. They call the show The Readout. But he was talking about the production of the Republican National Convention. And the two, Joy Reid and Bill Maher, discussed how smoothly the Republican convention ran, particularly in comparison to the Democrats' crap show. And here's what he went on to say. I'm feeling less confident about this. Maybe it's just their convention bump got to me, but I'm feeling less confident than I was a month ago. Well, let me tell you, if Maher was confident a month ago, he was delusional. You guys have heard me talk about this. Look, they can spin this any way they want, and you could buy into it. I don't care. I'm not going to be mad at you. But a month ago, 2 months ago, 5 months ago, a year ago, none of it was good news for the Democrats. it's if they want to make themselves feel that, oh man, a month ago we were looking good. Yeah, what have you had? What's changed? I'm going to ask you, what's changed? Did their candidate change? Did he suddenly get enthusiasm and popular or what? Nothing changed. Is Donald Trump put his foot in his mouth? No, because Donald Trump tells you the truth. You've gotten used to putting his foot in his mouth, but the problem is he's telling you the truth. Yeah, there are Mexicans bringing in smuggling drugs and doing all kinds of nasty stuff. You want to make him a racist for saying that? What? He wasn't supposed to use the actual term for a Mexican? People are finally get recognized. Hey, this is not racism. That's realism. And they accept it. Like I told you, Donald Trump has hurt every part of the fabric of the Democrats. I said this earlier. He's hurt the fabric of the Democrats in every way. They are wearing tattered clothes that are unraveling right before you. And certainly at this point, the emperor has no clothes. He says, I feel very nervous, the same way I did 4 years ago at this time. You know what, Bill Maher? Congratulations. That is the most sane thing that you said so far and probably in a long time. You have no reason to feel comfort. He better feel nervous. Now, here's what's funny. It's ironic that the Democrats had access to all this Hollywood talent, and they produced that embarrassing crap show. And the Republicans produce an extravaganza with all the pageantry of a Las Vegas production. But move over, Chris Angel, because like a magician, President Trump appeared out of nowhere to respond to Mars fears, and he tweeted, he said, leading in Michigan, leading in Minnesota, leading all over. Sorry. That's what he tweeted to Bill Maher. I got to tell you, every time the guy does this, I love it. Now, why do I call him a magician? A magician. Because he appears out of nowhere. He pulls rabbits out of his hat, out of his underwear. Donald Trump, it seems like he's every... If you're going to tweet against him or say something, I'm really scared. Boom, there's Trump. He's always there. The dude is omnipotent. Oh, no, omnipresent. Not omnipotent. That's God. Omnipresent. Anywhere he needs to be, pow, he's there. Now, that's a hard-working dude when he can respond back tomorrow and say, ha, 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 leading in Michigan, leading in Minnesota, leading all over, sorry. And it was a direct tweet back to Maher. That's some first-class trolling. Maher didn't even finish making his statement before Trump pounced on him like a leopard. Trump is the left's greatest nightmare. And what's this song? Dream. I mean, he's Dreamy Boy for us. Because he has them just in abject fear. Man. Maher, I told you guys. Mar's not the only guy. I talked earlier in the broadcast. Michael Moore has the same fears. He's going, you know what, guys? If we don't get our act together, Donald Trump's going to win. And I tweeted to Michael Moore, hey, bro, or girl, whatever you call yourself, hey, person of unknown gender at this point in your career, there is nothing you can do to derail Donald Trump. Nothing. It is not going to happen. Yeah. Remember, Moore said this. Are you ready for a Trump victory? Are you mentally prepared to be outsmarted by Trump again? Do you find comfort in your certainty that there is no way Trump can win? Are you content with the trust you've placed in the DNC to pull this off? He's begging Democrats. Look, guys, this guy's beating us at every turn. I'm going to tell you right now. I would hate to be a Democrat for obvious reasons because Democrats are stupid. I would hate that. I don't want to be stupid. But it's worse to be so misinformed, to watch a guy that, I mean, besides being misinformed, to watch a guy that performs with such artistry in making your side look stupid. I mean, it's one thing to be stupid, but it's another to have somebody and you have no recourse.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.